Older Australians looking for new ways to invest their life savings are proving to be a bounty for scammers. New figures out today show Australians lost $229 million to scammers in 2015, and the Consumer Watchdog says a rising number of victims over the age of 55 are falling prey to investment scams like fake superannuation schemes. Authorities also say scammers from as far away as Eastern Europe are as rampant as ever, sending spam emails to thousands of Australians to skim small amounts of money from large numbers of people. Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge has the story.
Melissa Tester runs a small business in Mildura in northwest Victoria. In March, she opened what looked like a normal invoice from a client.
I was in a bit of a hurry. I got an email that came through that said, here is your remittance advice for recent payments sent to you or whatever. And I stupidly opened it. And I came up with a little box with all little books in it. I didn't really look at it because I thought, oh my God, this doesn't look really right.
She deleted the email straight away and shut down her computer, but it was too late. She'd been hit by a malware scam.
When I went back to the main screen, everything was black. It was normally blue, and it was black, and there was writing behind all the icons, and it said, you have been held to ransom. You need to pay bitcoins for $375 US. And we will restore all your files.
After attempts to unlock the computer failed, Mrs. Tester eventually paid the money and the computer was unlocked 10 minutes later.
And I thought, well, I'd rather spend $400 and something to get it back than do nothing at all. And I think because it's such a low amount, most people would do the same. If they'd said, oh, you're going to pay $10,000, I think the majority of people would say, oh, well, bugger it.
It's a common story, according to Delia Rickard from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
You can divide scams into two camps, really. There's the mass volume, low gain scam, the reclaim scams, etc., where the losses tend to be in the hundreds. And then you've got the much more sophisticated scams like investment scams and romance scams.
For the first time, the ACCC has collated its scam data with the Australian Cybercrime Online Reporting Network. Losses are reported at $229 million last year, though the ACCC estimates that's just a small percentage of what's actually lost. On average, victims lose $8,000. Dating and romance scams remain prevalent, costing $55 million. Delia Rickard is increasingly concerned about investment scams luring people into bogus superannuation or property schemes or fake business ventures, targeting people over the age of 55.
We think one of the reasons is Australia's been in a low interest rate environment for quite some period now, and retirees or those approaching retirement are really concerned about how can they grow their retirement funds so that they have sufficient to survive into their old age. So we think that may be making them more vulnerable to scams. And we also think that scammers target countries like Australia. They're aware of our superannuation schemes. They realise that people have money available to invest at a later period in life, and that we're a wealthy country.
People who have been contacted by scammers or who have lost money are encouraged to report it to scamwatch.gov.au.
Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.